Where's Travis?
Who?
Never mind.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I could have swore I remember somebody named Travis.
Oh, that guy, the fat-headed guy.
The one with the giant head.
Oh, yeah.
Is he coming?
No, he's a little ill today.
Oh, okay.
He has the flu.
Gotcha.
So he's not going to make it.
Well, I guess I better step in for the intro, huh?
So that means we can make fun of him even more today.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Smoking Butts and Tappin' Ash podcast with your hosts, Dave.
I'm Scott.
And filling in for Travis is...
Max. I'm not Travis, though.
No, definitely you're not Travis.
No, you're better looking
than him. Way cooler than Travis.
My head's way too small.
Yeah, that's true.
I will say that was a very good intro. That's probably the best to date.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I really like that. We may have to change it up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, I don't know. I just kind of thought it was had a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where his is just kind of, hey guys, just smoking butts, tapping ass.
That's right. And this is the podcast where we talk about cigars, barbecue, and all the shit in between.
Correct. Yep.
Yep.
So, how you guys been?
Been good, man. Been good.
We are recording 2 days before Christmas.
Yes. So,
are you guys
merry
ready?
Post Christmas to everyone.
Yes. Hope you got all your good barbecue rubs and gadgets and seasonings and
tree
sauces and
of barbecue and cigar supplies.
Actually, I went by Louie's this past week, a couple days ago.
Did you?
Yeah, to check it out, the barbecue store.
Nice.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Bought some stuff.
Heck yeah, I bought a couple of presents from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's too cool not to. You go in there and it's just very welcoming, and they have all kinds of cool stuff.
Yes.
And they're just getting more every day.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what it ends up being.
Right.
You know, because they're just starting. They've only been open like a month.
Yeah.
So, who knows? It could be just freaking amazing.
Aaron's son was actually working when I was in there. And he said they're just kind of getting their feet wet and going to ramp it up come February, March when it's actually... Which we never stop grilling, but some people do in the wintertime.
Quitters.
Yeah. Losers.
Yeah. This is Max's first time on a podcast, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
He may be ringing in every now and again.
Yeah.
We'll see.
How old are you?
15.
15. Nice.
Oh, getting ready to be 16 in July.
About to crash the car into a pole.
Nope.
Mom and dad will be an afterthought at that point.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. maybe like 27.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows? This week we are smoking.
Yes, we're back.
Yep, and nobody worry, Max is way far away from us, at least 6 feet away from both of us. We have every air purifier going. You can't even tell. So, good to go.
Proper precautions for being very lame.
All right, there we go. Yep. Yeah, but I don't think Max is going to be a cigar smoker when he grows up.
Uh-oh.
But
well, knows? That could change.
That could. Yep.
I would have never thought I would have been either.
Oh, no, I didn't smoke a cigar till I was like 35.
Probably. I was probably close to that, 25 to 30.
My first cigar was at Kindling when that was open. In Carterville.
Oh, okay.
So probably
Your first cigar?
I have no idea. Tracy picked it out. Some kind of bourbon flavor, rum flavored thing. It was probably a decent one.
Mine was a Swisher Sweet, to be honest.
Nice. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, hey. I'm like, man, this is pretty good. And then I got introduced to other ones.
Good ones?
Good ones. Actual good ones. I'm like,
heck yeah.
Dang, these are pretty good.
I know.
This
is nothing like that other thing I smoked.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do a Swisher at some point.
We should do one on the show.
We should just to...
We should do like a whole month of just turd cigars.
Well, I don't know about a whole month.
Swishers, some Backwoods.
I think I'm good with
Black
maybe
and Mild.
One week. Black and Mild now. Some of
maybe
them are pretty decent.
Maybe we could do like one a month for a while.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can come up with.
Let's do one time.
Yeah, just to see what it's like.
Let's pick one that we know Travis would hate.
Yeah, it's probably pretty good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now we've just spoiled ourselves
right.
to thinking that these are, like, far superior.
Let's do, like, a backwoods banana.
I've wanted to try that one.
Really?
Yeah. Since you guys were telling me about it the one time, I've been wanting to try one.
The only time I've seen it was when we was in Florida.
Really?
And he went in there to get one, and they was sold out.
Well, he probably bought them all and took them home.
Well, that sounds like him,
yeah.
actually.
That sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But speaking of smoking, this is The Smoke, brought yep. to you by My Monthly Cigars and fucking good coffee, where we get a monthly subscription box of cigars every month. I get the Robusto box, which is four different cigars. Scott, you get the...
El Presidente, which is double of everything. Yes. I get eight cigars.
Yep, two of each two. Of those four yep. cigars. And it's always like Christmas, no
yeah.
matter what month it is. It's just extra special this month.
We actually got them this week, so
yeah,
it was kind of Christmas present to us early. And it was wrapped in a nice little red and green...
Yes,
what do
very
you call that?
Fancy.
Yeah, it was
some
nice.
Tissue paper.
Yeah.
And a nice little gold sticker to seal them up.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
It was nice.
And we did not open these till today, like right before the show, which I think Scott might have took a peek.
I did take a peek. And then actually Nick G posted a picture
I didn't
on social
even see
media.
That.
So, yeah, you could see it ahead of time before we opened. But yeah, we're going to, since Travis isn't here, we're probably going to split his box, me and Dave.
Oh, yeah.
We'll figure out who gets what.
Yeah, there's one that I know Travis would like, so I'm going to take that one.
Yeah, definitely take it.
Which is one of my favorite cigars in the whole world.
Yes.
If not my favorite cigar in the whole world. It's very, very far up there.
The KFC chicken one?
That's right. Yep, the KFC, the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, yes. Not really. The Kentucky Fire Cured. What was this one? The Swamp Rat?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's... I don't know if I've had that size before.
How do you say that? Muat?
Muat.
Muat?
Isn't that like a rat? That's like a type of rodent in the swamp. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I don't know. I've learned
Max
something
Max looked
new.
That up.
All right.
And yeah, you're the Google... That's what Travis does. He,
yeah.
he
yeah,
plays
he
on his phone.
Plays on so. His phone for 99% of the show.
So act like Travis. Be on your phone.
Okay,
look up what...
Muat? I'm pretty sure that's it.
I don't know. I've learned something new.
Yeah. But anyway, guys.
This is all that's showing up. It's just the cigar.
Google what is a muat.
Yeah.
Try that.
But anyway, everybody, get your order in with My Monthly Cigars. Order you some cigars and some coffee. I really enjoy the lounge blend. And
that's actually what I'm drinking
barrel.
This morning.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's pretty good.
It is, man. Good stuff. Make sure to use code SBTA when you order. If you haven't ordered before, you get free shipping on that first order.
Yep. Save you $5.
Mm-hmm. And $5 is $5, buddy. Today's
nowadays.
Yeah, times are tough.
Yeah. Did you see freaking gas went up like 20-something cents overnight?
No.
Yeah, it did. Well, Friday. Yeah, yesterday.
Oh.
From Thursday to Friday, it went up 20 cents all...
What in the world?
Well, it's because everybody's traveling for
yeah,
the holiday.
Yeah. And by no way is it related to greed or
no,
government.
No, not at all. Not at all. They're,
yeah.
Gas stations are going broke. They needed the extra
mm-hmm.
money.
Oh, yeah, I'm
definitely.
Sure. So what you been doing, man?
Working. Yep. Building myself. Like I said, I went back to work 2 weeks ago, I guess. This will be my second full week. So
yeah.
Doing about 5-6 hours a day, trying to catch up on stuff. This was kind of a crazy week at work, which it normally is right before the holiday season. So, no, other than that, that's about it. Work. Wrapped Christmas presents this week.
That's work.
Got all that freaking done. Like, seems like 100 of them.
Did you get me more?
No, I did
no,
not get
no
you
more.
No, you get your silly old cigars.
Well, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do enjoy some cigars. Max, how's that search coming?
Okay, here. Muat stands for My Uzi Weighs a Ton.
No. I mean, it probably does in the rap game.
No, this is the cigar. It's on the cigar website. That's what it stands for. Oh,
well, that's even cooler, man.
What does it mean?
My Uzi weighs a ton.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
That makes it even better.
Yeah.
Those silly people at Drew Estates, I love them so much. They're very tied into pop culture. I like it. I went on a little trip yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I saw those. You sent some pictures. Yep. You went to Paducah.
Oh, yeah, I did, to the old-fashioned cigar bar. Bar. That's kind of hard to say all in one sentence. Old-fashioned cigar bar.
Did you get out of there for less than $100? Because I normally don't.
No. No. Well, sort of. Me and my friend Corey, we went in there, and they had a deal. Because I was only going to pick up a couple of sticks, and the bartender was like, if you spend $100, you get one of these travel humidors, and there's prizes inside. So we're like, oh, we could spend $100.
So well, yeah, you could do
we
that
went
easy.
Together and spent, like, it was like $107 or something, but they only had two left also, which was very lucky.
Oh, so I can't go down there today.
Unless probably. They made more up, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
It's probably a Christmas it's
probably
deal.
Probably.
But I picked one that was not like prominently displayed in the middle because I know better. I know better than that. So I opened it up. There were three more cigars in there and then a little piece of paper that says ashtray. And I was like, okay, this is going to be a little plastic
like a little
ashtray.
Single ashtray.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it was amazing. It's like this bright red ceramic Romeo and Juliet, beautiful gold trimmed.
That's pretty cool.
Ashtray. Yeah, dude, it's so nice.
So you come out pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably, what, 20, 30
yeah.
bucks?
Yeah.
Something, and then the cigars were probably 10 bucks each.
Yeah.
And the travel humidor, which was not a super great one, is kind of a cheap one, but it's fine to just take here and there. So, I mean, really, I got half my money back.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, then Corey just picked up our drink tab. So, anybody.
Did you have a good drink?
Yes. We both had an old fashioned with Woodford, our favorite, Scott.
That's my go-to.
That we just had a standard one. And we were there a couple hours, so we ordered a second one, which was a smoked one. Just, it was like their specialty cocktail or whatever, and it's just so much better. I can't explain what it does, really, but the smoke, I didn't really get a lot of smoke. Like, it was very smoky when they brought it out presentation-wise. Everybody go there in the area and just to have one of those drinks, but I don't know what it is, but it, like, pulls the sugar out. And balances out the drink totally, so it's like there's no alcohol burn. Like, you get the cherry and the orange flavor coming through more. Science, man. It's amazing.
Yeah. Have you ever had the Woodford Double Oak?
It's my favorite whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I can't think of a whiskey I've had that I like better. There's just not one. I've tried some couple $100 bottles before, and it there's just no comparison to me. It's the best $40 you could spend.
Yeah.
You know, at Sam's, it's like $40 or something like that.
Right. I agree.
You know.
Yep.
Since my Uzi weighs a ton, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That is funny.
I could have swore it was like a rodent. It goes to show what I know.
Yeah, don't ever listen to your dad. He doesn't know.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Yeah, but anyway, after that, we went to the Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah. I ate there one time. It was before COVID.
Yeah, ate there one time before also, and it was kind of mediocre then.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought
But I mean, it's pizza, so you can't really go wrong. And we went, and I think it's because those guys live there. And they knew exactly what to order. They're like, we need some wings, naked, sauce on the side, some bread bites with beer cheese, and the whatever the meat extravaganza or whatever their meat lovers was. Dude, it was so good. It was like top tier pizza. The wings were just spot on. And he was right. Order it with sauce on the side because they were crispy. Like you bit into them and you had that pop. And then you dip it in the sauce and it's
so good. Do they smoke them and then flash fry them or are they fried?
They're just straight up fried wings, which I like every now and again.
A fried naked wing, no breading?
Right. Yes, exactly.
Sounds good.
Good stuff.
See, I would never go there and think to order wings. To me, it's a pizza joint.
I would have never ordered that.
Yeah.
You know? And I had the bread bites, and they're good. And the beer cheese is really good. So, yeah, we just hung out. And
sounds like a good day.
Heck, yeah. I picked up one of my comic books that my friend Mark pressed out for me so I can get it sent in to grade. And it looks beautiful, man. I can't wait to see what it comes back as. It was graded at a 9.
Hopefully Dave will be rich.
Maybe. I don't know about rich, but a little better off. But the first time we sent it in, it came back at a 9.4, which made it like a $200 to $300 comic. If it, by chance, comes back at a 9.8 grade, it bumps it up to like a $1,700, $1,800 comic.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there's a huge jump with this particular comic book. Very excited. And I took him another one that was graded at an 8.0, Ghost Rider number 1. And he's cracking it open, getting it pressed. We're going to resubmit it and see how much better we
can get. So is there one place that you send this to that grades all comic books? Or is there several different?
There's a few different ones.
Because to me, it seems like that would be a judgmental thing.
Oh, it is. It's just like,
barbecue. Like place A may think it's a 9.8. Place B may think it's a 9.4.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it also depends on what kind of mood the grader is in that day.
Yeah, see, to me, yeah.
You know, there's things to look for, of course. There's like a list of things that they knock off points for. But then there's like a whole secondary, humongous list of things that they should not count against because all of that book have that particular flaw. Like if that comic was printed, whatever, in Chester, Illinois, which probably would have been in like the 70s, 80s, there may be like a line on the cover.
And they're not supposed to degrade
for that. Not supposed to mark off for that if that's a printer error flaw across the board. And this one had like a stamp on the back that they marked off some for, and they should not have because it was a printer stamp. And it was just some little things that got cleaned up, and I think it's going to grade a lot better. But back to your question, there's one main one called CGC, and that's right now kind of the standard price-wise. That's what, like, they have the best-looking labels, basically, is what it is, and that's why everybody gravitates towards them. So you get the premium money back for those labels. Then there's CBCS, which I think their cases are better. Their labels are a little uglier, but they will actually authenticate signatures as well, so you can send in signed comics and this and that. But yeah, there's probably 3 or 4 other ones that nobody really uses at all.
But interesting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're popping up everywhere. I don't know, but yeah, that was my day yesterday.
Sounds fun.
It was fun. I even asked you and Travis to go, and I understand why you went.
Well, I had to work.
Yeah, you
had to work. I'm trying to catch up on stuff.
But Travis didn't have to work.
I was off for a whole month.
So. He's a big loser.
Well, he had to do something that morning, but he was done by 10 or 11. He could have went.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But Rebecca probably didn't give him permission.
Probably not.
He's got to have permission to do stuff.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Which, whatever.
He can be a little bad boy at times, I can understand.
We still love him.
Well.
Mostly.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
He was supposed to bring our presents today. And he's faking
now he's going to get out of that. He'll probably just conveniently forget about it.
Yeah. Oh, I lost him. I don't know what happened to him.
Well, he's probably going to wait till Christmas to see if he gets anything to re-gift to us.
Probably so.
Yeah.
He was probably hoping he was going to get some presents yesterday.
Is that a bald eagle that just landed in that tree over there on the straight across? It is. Sorry, listeners, you can't see this, but there's a bald eagle in the tree across the lake.
I don't know where it would be at.
Go up the tree and to your left. Right there's its head, the white. It's a bald eagle.
Like up at the top?
The the tree straight across from you, go up, and mm-hmm. like the third branch that goes to the left, not in the very, very top. You see it, Max?
I think I see it.
I see it.
Yeah.
The one that's like curved, the tree that's right. curving. Yeah. See him, Max?
Mm, I do.
That's awesome.
Sorry, listeners. We wish you could see.
That may be the first bald eagle on a podcast. Well,
we've seen them before out here.
Well, I mean on a podcast.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Maybe on a cigar podcast for sure.
Yeah.
I feel extra American right now.
I wish we could get a good picture of it, but we can't. Maybe if you walked out there on the dock. That is cool. Have you ever seen their nests?
No, I've actually only ever seen one other one before.
I've never actually seen a nest, but they say that they can weigh like 2,000 pounds.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I've heard, so I don't know. That's kind of cool. Yep. Anyway, we kind of got off track there. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But, you know, it's well-deserved. Man, that's freaking cool. Anyway.
Oh, did you Google a nest?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're huge. That is giant.
Yeah. Dang.
Holy cow. Max, what have you been doing this week? You've been off school since what?
Monday.
Oh, you've been off since Monday?
Yeah, I've been off since Monday. And
you had finals Monday?
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot about that.
I bet that was fun.
No, it was not.
You managed not to fail anything. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. My lowest grade was a C, and the rest were A's, so I think I'm fine.
Not bad.
No.
What was the C in again?
Math.
Math. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our math ability just goes down generation by generation.
Not that good. Well, you
pretty much.
What do they call that math now?
Common Core.
That's it.
Stupid.
Yep. Yeah. Stupid. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
You know, it works, but you take like 15 extra steps to get the same exact answer.
I had a friend that was a. There it goes. Oh, it dropped something in the water. Do you see that?
What was that? I bet it had a fish.
It's coming
back. I don't know. Man, we're way off track.
Oh, yeah.
That's I had a teacher. There it comes back. Yeah.
Holy cow, dude. That's the coolest thing ever.
No, I had a teacher friend that actually retired early because of that math.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah.
They didn't want to teach it.
Said it was stupid. Made no sense.
Yeah, I know.
She actually retired early.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It definitely made me want to think about homeschooling, but then, you know, I have to work. So
I'm glad my kids were out of that crap started.
Yeah, we try to teach them both ways, like, as you go.
Well, yeah.
But then they get in trouble if they use the regular way. You know, if you don't show your Common Core breakdown.
Yeah, I have to show way too much work for every question.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's dumb.
I agree. What else you been doing, bud?
Sleeping until like 12 or 1.
And being a teenager?
Yeah, and then playing games. So,
we'll get into a little bit that Scott hates. What have you been watching on TV?
Oh, I've been watching The Boys on Prime. The show's really good.
The Boys.
Yeah, which is something he probably shouldn't be watching. No. But, you know.
It's worth it.
There's worse things. Mm-hmm. Not much worse, but at least it's a good show.
Yeah, that's the only show I've been watching. Rewatched a bit of Letterkenny.
Yes, we're big Letterkenny fans. The new season comes out Christmas Day, is that right?
Yeah, Christmas Day.
The last season. Scott, have you ever watched Letterkenny? I think if you sat down and just went at it, I think you would really like
stayed it. Because
it is the funniest show I have ever seen in my whole life. Hands down. Like, and it continues on like this last season was season 9, right?
10.
This past season.
Yeah, 10.
So the one coming out is 11?
Mm.
Okay. So in season 10, they made a joke that referenced the very first season. And they do stuff like that all throughout. It's the smartest, dumb comedy ever. Like, it's genius.
What's it on?
Prime? It's on Hulu.
Hulu. We get Hulu.
Yeah, and there's a spinoff show now called Shorzy, which is a character from that show, and it's just wonderful. You'll love Shorzy. Like, but you cannot just watch it in the background, because they're Canadian and they talk super fast, and like your mind's just constantly working to figure out what the hell they're saying, and by the time you do, you're just cracking up. If you can keep up a lot, and I understand why a lot of people don't like it, because it is kind of work to watch it. You know, you have to constantly think, like it's not a mindless show, and it's just great.
Did you ever start Squid Games?
No, not yet.
We actually finished it this week.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Who won? I really didn't want to win, but whatever.
It was
kind of a good little reality thing.
It was a fake reality show, right? It's like a pre-recorded fake reality show. Am I correct?
It's a fake game show thing. Like the premise of the show is like a game show.
Right. Yeah. But the game show is not real.
No. They did make a real one for Netflix, and it looks terrible.
No, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, well, there's another show.
That is like fake.
Yes.
This is actually
quote-unquote
real.
I didn't know about this. Like, it's an actual reality show. It's
Squid Games. Like, they call it something after Squid Games something. But it, I mean, it's just something to watch and.
Oh, okay. So I feel like you need to go back and watch regular Squid Games.
Yeah.
I hear it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's an okay show. It's
did
probably,
you watch it all?
I did.
Okay.
And it was dumb. I watched it all with subtitles instead of the actual English voice actors
hate that,
over it.
Watching subtitles.
Maybe you don't want to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can watch it with the other people. It's just that I heard there were a ton of translation stuff that was wrong.
Oh, I'm sure. It happens with all the movies like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that weird that, like, in some cultures there's just not a translation for some things? Like, I can't wrap my head around that, really, because I don't speak any other language. But, like, how would that even be possible?
Right.
You know, there's, like, a phrase that has no translation to make us understand. It's weird to me, but, you know, pretty cool.
Anyway. We ready to get into the...
I think we're ready to get
all right, let's
into
do it.
The rubdown.
Yeah.
Pack it up, flip it, rub it down.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you heard that, Max?
No.
No, I don't think he has.
Nice.
Yep. This week, Scott picked up a tri-tip.
Yes.
Which is the first one we've cooked on the show. I think I've only cooked two before.
I've cooked it twice before.
Yep, but, so we're even there.
Yeah.
And the ones I cooked before were, like, pre-marinated, so I don't even think that counts, really.
The ones I cooked before, I cubed up and put in chili.
Oh, well, I don't think that counts either, so this is the first
full-on
raw tri-tip that we've cooked. And this week, what's our rub?
The Lutin Booty Jolly Roger.
Yes.
Which is a garlic jalapeno black rub.
Garlic black rub. Yep. And... the black rub, I don't know if that's just a fad that's going to happen for a while, but I really think it's so cool. Like the seasoning is just jet black, and we've had a few like this before.
We picked that up from Louie's Barbecue Supply.
We sure did. Travis was nice enough to take
seven
minutes out of his day
to
go pick up our rub this week.
I mean, he lives in town. It's like, it's not like we're...
Yeah, I mean... He works two blocks away.
It's not like he's driving to Paducah to get the stuff.
Oh, what a wiener.
I know.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we love you, Travis.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What'd you cook it on?
I fired up the Big Green Egg, which is my go-to smoker.
Oh, yeah. The Kamado-style ceramic grill.
Yep. I cooked it about 275, 300. I use the place setter, which is the heat deflector.
Okay.
Basically.
I was going to ask if you did that.
Yes, I did. I did that. Cooked it to an internal temp of 125. Mm-hmm. And then I took the place setter off, let the temp get up to about 500-600, and then I seared it 3 minutes on each side. And I think it turned out pretty good. For the tri-tip, we used a binder of the Bear and Burton's W sauce.
Yeah, which is
Worcestershire sauce, which
awesome.
I highly recommend. It is freaking amazing in Bloody Marys.
I've been hearing about this sauce for a couple years now.
Oh, yeah. It's
and I was bomb. Like, how good, how much better could it be? I mean, Worcestershire sauce is amazing from the get-go.
Yeah.
Just the Leanne Perrins.
Yep.
You know, it's awesome. It's one of my favorite things, and it's probably my wife's favorite sauce. She could probably drink it. But this is like barbecue sauce consistency, like an A1 type. Thick. Like consistency, and man, it's so good. It's expensive. It's like 10 bucks, 10, 11 bucks.
But it goes a long way.
It is worth every penny.
Yeah.
Of that $10. Go buy some.
Yeah. And then
if you're a fan of Worcestershire at all, you will love it.
Yeah. I use that amazing. As a binder, and then I put the Loot and Booty on there.
Oh yeah.
It actually turned out pretty good, I thought.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to let Max go first here. So, Max, on this part, we talk a little bit about how the meat was cooked, how you liked it, and then the flavoring from the rub that we put on there, and then we rate it from 1 to 10.
All right.
So, go for it.
Okay. I really liked it. This was the first time I've tried raw tri-tip before. The other time was when you made it pre-marinated.
Yep.
But I think the rub added a lot to it. It was really good. I mean, it was, I don't know.
Was the meat cooked just like you like it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I think it was spot on medium after it rested. And that's how we cook everything. You know?
It looked great.
Yep. So, like, what did you like about this rub?
I don't know. It just had, like, a really good taste.
Did you get any of the spiciness?
I did. It was pretty spicy.
Yeah, and some salt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any pepper?
I think. This is my first time.
Yeah, I know.
What's the main ingredient?
Salt.
Okay. Yeah,
So just the top few are salt, dehydrated garlic, onion, spices, jalapeno. Worcestershire sauce is in this. I'm not really seeing any pepper, so there you go. So Max, you didn't get any pepper.
Yeah.
So what would you give it between 1 and 10?
Give it a 9.
9? Mm-hmm. Okay. Scott, how about you?
I really liked it. I like the heat it gave off, the garlic. I thought it really complemented the tri-tip very good.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably give it a 9.
Oh yeah,
First time I've had that. I think you've had it before.
Yes, I bought some of this about a month ago from Louis, and I've tried it. And what about the tri-tip itself?
Oh, I thought it was spot on. I don't know.
Are you typically a sirloin fan?
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Just so everybody knows, the tri-tip is the bottom part of the sirloin, and it's triangle cut. Very cool looking.
Hence the tri-tip.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, would I change anything? I might pull it at 120 instead of 125.
Let it rest at a medium rare or so.
Maybe. I mean, I might do that, but other than that, I mean, I thought it had the right amount of seasoning and the W saw. I mean, I think it all complemented well to each other. And I really like the heat that it gave off. It wasn't too hot. But it was just enough for me.
Right, because you're not a spicy fan.
I'm not like a... I like to enjoy the flavor, and you can still get the flavor from that.
Yeah, so I'm not typically a sirloin fan. It's like a little too dense for me, usually. But this is different. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I think the fibers of the muscle are a little bigger. So it kind of... It can be more tender.
Yeah.
Than a usual sirloin can be.
It's a very lean piece of meat.
Yeah. So you don't want to cook it. Like, if you cook that too well, it'd be like
rubber.
Yeah, it'd be just a brick.
Yeah.
So I'd say medium max, unless you're just a freak.
Unless you're my wife.
Unless you're Stephanie and dip it in A1
sauce.
A1 sauce.
That's what she would do with that right now. She would slather it in A1.
Yep. So, the rub...
Which to each their own.
That's right. The rub, we've tried a Loot and Booty before, which it was the every... Actually, I've tried two other ones. There was a...
What's the other one?
The chicken we didn't try on the podcast. And I have not seen that one around here again. I've seen a 5-star chicken, but not the competition chicken or something like that. It's way good. It is. It's awesome. Like they have it in St. Louis at the barbecue store there, so I'm gonna pick some up next time. But the everything Luton Booty Rub has become like our go-to in the household. Yeah. Like we cook it on burgers, we cook it on pork chops, everything. You know, hence the name, yeah. Everything Rub. Well, this is no different. Like this is ranking right up there for me. Like it's the perfect amount of salt, perfect amount of spice, like just the flavor. I love garlic. You can pick up the garlic. It's very, very balanced, especially on beef, I think. You know, and I do want to try this on some good old fatty ribs and then wrap it with some brown sugar and some butter to complement it. I think it would be awesome.
You know, that's something we need to do sometime is take one rub and for the whole month cook a different piece of meat.
Yeah, we should.
Or something.
Yeah,
maybe next year we can do that one, pick a month and take one rub and try different stuff.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Might as well do it.
So what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a 10. Like this
I knew that was coming.
This is going to stay in my cabinet. Like this.
No, that bottle's mine.
Yeah, I already have a bottle, so you can have this. But
Travis, sorry, you're out of luck.
I'm going to have a bottle of this in my cabinet at all times.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of rubs that just kind of linger, which are all pretty good, but I think we're going to go through a lot of this.
Yeah.
Which, our next episode, which will be right after the new year, we're going to run down a ranking of our favorite rubs.
Our top five. Yep. Our favorite five.
I have some rethinking to do, I think, after this one. Like, I don't know. It was already on my list because I tried it, but I gotta put a little bit more thought in it, but we'll see. I don't know.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. You guys gotta try it.
Yep.
And Louis has it. Make sure to go by there. We'll get you some tri-tip.
And they're open today till 3, maybe?
I have no idea. Are they?
I think they are. Well, if they have extended hours.
I'm gonna go back by there on my way home.
I think they are.
I need to get some of those grates, those disposable grates.
I didn't see those when I was there.
Travis said they had him. He might be a liar.
He definitely is.
Yeah.
Well, I love him even more.
He just fit right in.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Speaking of which, Max, this is the part where Travis usually does a would you rather.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oops, that's not it. Well, that's the wrong button.
Let it ride.
We'll just let it ride. It was bound to happen.
See what happens when Travis isn't here.
I know,
here.
It's just falling apart.
It's just falling apart. Yeah. The show's falling apart.
Anyway.
There we go.
Okay. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
So I got this from a different podcast.
This sounds just like Travis.
Yeah. No, Travis would be on his phone looking something
right now. At least Max looked it up beforehand.
Yeah. It would be silence. We wouldn't know.
Okay. Yeah, then he'd be texting people back.
Oh, wait, I got to do that real quick. Okay, well, anyways, you're going to have to let this question ride. Ride until the end. Okay, would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more video games? Or would you rather have games, unlimited video games, but no more games?
What?
No.
Say that one more time.
That's right. Okay, would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more games? Or would you rather have games, unlimited games, but no more games?
Well, I'm not a gamer.
This sounds like a teenage question.
So this is easy for me. I'm going with the bacon.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not a gamer. I mean, 20 years ago, I may have changed my answer.
But you don't get games either way, right?
I mean, you get unlimited games, but no more games. But no more games.
So there's no games to begin with. So you get bacon no matter what.
I mean, but
bacon.
I mean,
you either get bacon or no bacon and no games.
You get unlimited games, though.
No, at the end you said no games.
Yeah, but you get unlimited games also. So you can't have nothing of unlimited.
Now you're talking video games, I assume, or any board games?
It said
or
no,
just
no games.
Yeah, no games.
Well, it's bacon.
Yeah, bacon it is.
Okay.
I'm not a gamer, though.
Guess
what do you think Travis would choose?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's fat.
Probably say something stupid like sausage.
Yeah. Well, I don't like bacon, but yeah, I do sausage.
Bacon, I don't like bacon as much, but...
Good pancakes be a good choice instead.
Yep. I don't know. So there we go. Bacon it is.
All right.
Oh, I love it.
You got another one? He usually follows up because he's always disappointed with his first one.
Yeah, he always goes, here, I got another one for you.
Here, here.
Well, let me get him back on my phone.
I have a good source. I have a good source here. Got to look it up, though.
Scott, what do you think of the cigar while we're waiting?
I actually like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. It's not as
strong and harsh as I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, it's more like a light medium to me.
I kind of thought it was going to ramp up, but it really hasn't.
It has good flavor. It should have sat in my humidor a little bit.
And honestly, I was a little worried because I haven't smoked in six, 8 weeks probably.
I think this was a good one to start with.
Yeah, and I was kind of worried that it may be a little too harsh, but no, I'm actually glad that I have another one to smoke later at some point.
It's pairing well with the beef and the rib.
Yeah.
It's like the spicy, and then this brings it back down to mellow, and it's very good.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe.
It could be.
Maybe the jalapeno kind of, I don't know, changed my palate to where this is light.
It might have.
I mean, because this is considered a medium to full.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
I consider more. No more than medium.
Yeah, I mean, I'm through the first third, and it's like a lighter medium.
Right. To me, it is.
For my palate.
Yeah. Now, Travis would...
He'd be like scraping his tongue and
like
pretending to vomit.
Yeah, probably.
Who knows?
Who knows for Travis?
All right, Max, you got another one?
I got like an actual one this time.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather receive $100,000 right now or flip a coin for a chance to win $10 million.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one. So I get 100 right now, or I can flip have a 50-50 chance of $10
million. Mm-hmm.
You go first.
I think I know your answer. I definitely know Travis's answer. He'd say flip the coin because he's greedy. He's a greedy bastard.
Yeah.
So he'd be flipping the coin all day long.
He'd be flipping till he won.
Then when he lost, he'd ask to talk to the manager.
You think he'd tip?
Oh, no. He's not tipping. Not at all. So, although it would be very, very, very tempting to flip that coin, I have confidence I could turn that 100,000 into $1 million. Over a short period of time.
With your buying and selling.
Yeah, I think I could turn it into $1 million in a year.
Really?
I think so. I mean, it would take a lot of work, but I'm pretty confident I could do it. I mean, this year we turned. Like, this is in no way a brag. This is just, like, a comparison. We turned a PlayStation 4 into $8,000 this past year.
So, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I was impressed
with
myself.
With you saying that, I could see you doing that.
But it would require a ton of work because we put a ton of work into that.
You would have to be disciplined with the 100,000.
Yes, it would have. You would not be able to.
You couldn't go out
spend it on extra things.
Right.
You would only be able to spend it on things to make more money for a solid year, I think. But I think it's doable.
Okay. Originally, I was probably going to take my chance and flip the coin, but after hearing your answer, I think I would take the 100 and try to invest and. At least double, triple it.
Yeah,
I may not get to $1 million in a year, but
yeah, I mean,
but I think that
it's human nature though to want to try for the million. You know what I mean? It would take a lot.
$10 million.
Yeah, $10 million, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, but I think I could turn it into $1 million in a year.
I think I'm going to take the 100 and be happy with that.
Yeah, because there's no chance of not having anything.
Right.
If you buy safely.
Because to me, I have terrible luck. If I flip, it would probably flip on a third side that's not even there.
It'd stand up straight.
Yeah, I'd stand up straight, and then I'd be disqualified because it didn't land on one side. So, no, I think I'll take the money and run.
What about you, Max?
I think I'd take the coin. Well,
you're going to flip.
I know. You have a 50-50 shot at $10 million. Plus, I mean, you get a profit anyways because you can probably keep the coin.
What if it's a quarter?
Yeah, you either get 25 cents or $10 million.
I mean, I'd rather have a 50-50 shot at getting way more than $100,000 than just getting $100,000 right now. Because, I mean, I'm fine now. I have like $200.
Not to brag or anything. I think any kid would probably answer that.
Absolutely.
To where we're older, we're... like to think we're a little smarter.
We've been broke.
Yeah.
And we've been paying bills for years and years and years.
Exactly.
We'll revisit that question here in about 5 years, Max.
Wait till he's graduated out of college.
About 30.
Yeah. Wait till he's about 30.
Yeah, probably in my 20s I would have flipped. Why not?
Oh, I would.
What do you have to lose?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now I know what you have to lose.
Yeah.
And you have to work the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But
that was a good one.
Yeah, that was that was probably the best one we've ever had.
Well, I think it was.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe you should write them out from here on out.
Maybe
we could just give the question to Travis and he could read it off.
Or we could just replace Travis.
Man. Ooh. I wasn't going to go there, but you know.
Well, I was thinking it was going pretty good today, but I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, man.
Poor Travis. I hope he gets to feeling
better. I do, too.
I feel bad, especially Christmas, because he's getting ready to go on his trip.
Yeah, which he says he gets deathly ill every year when he's going on vacation right after Christmas.
Now, are they leaving Christmas Day or the next, the 26th?
I think the next day. I don't really know.
Well, he's got, 3 days to get better?
Yeah, but,
I mean, I hope for his sake he gets better.
I hope he does, too, and I hope his van makes it. Me and Scott have a running bet if he makes it or not. And then if he tells us if he makes it or not.
Yeah, I don't think he would tell us.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
He would keep it a big secret.
Yeah, well, we decided to stop in Birmingham for the entire vacation.
Now, is he going to Destin again?
Oh, I'm sure. Probably.
That's where he always goes. Yeah. Or that area. I don't think he ever stays in Destin because it would cost him an extra $100. He would rather stay out 20 miles and drive back and forth. What? I'm being serious.
I know you are.
That's not a joke.
No. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, Travis.
Oh, hunky bread. I wonder if he'll have hunky bread down there. I wonder if he'll bring us something back.
I wonder if they even have hunky bread down there.
Oh, I think that's probably a southern thing.
You think it's called hunky bread down there? Or is it just called bread?
I think Travis made up the hunky bread thing.
I'm pretty sure he did, too.
Yeah.
We don't revisit hunky bread enough these
days.
No, we don't.
No. Mm-hmm. We need the... Where's our mascot? You still got the mascot?
Oh, yeah. It's right by my bed.
Okay.
At all times.
Yeah. we need to somehow put his face on that. Would it fit, though? His head?
Headshot? It'd look like a popsicle. Like the bread pillow would look like the stick, and his head would be like the giant fudge bar.
Yeah, it would kind of wrap around. It wouldn't look right.
No, it just
wouldn't.
His
head's too big.
It'd fold over for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Oh, man.
Well, hunky.
Oh, hunky bread.
Hope you get to feeling better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Heal up before vacation. Eat lots of
seafood. I'm sure he'll go on the beach and listen to the podcast on Wednesday when it comes out. Yeah. I'm sure that'll be high priority to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If he's leaving that day, he'll probably force his family to listen and then complain about it the whole way.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah. So, I bet he gets us.
Hi, Rebecca.
I bet he gets us a lot of cigars at Harbor Cigars. He likes to shop there.
He's going
to
get us tons of cigars, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And lots of cheese that he talks about.
Oh, yeah.
That really nice cheese.
Yes. That's some good cheese.
And some of that ice cream that he buys dry ice to transport back home. I can't wait to try all
donuts.
Of that.
There's a donut place down there.
Yeah. We're going to get all kinds of goodies.
That's our Christmas.
Oh, I bet
that's
it is.
That's why he didn't show up today.
I bet it is.
Because he really didn't have anything yet, and he's going to pick all this up in Florida.
That's pretty sweet of him.
On his way back.
You wanted us to get the good presents.
Yes. That's very nice of you, hunky.
All right, Scott, what's your question?
Since it's Christmas time, eggnog, yes or no?
Yes, 100% yes.
Really?
I love eggnog. I've already drank a half gallon
of eggnog. No shit, I can't do it.
Really? It's an acquired taste.
No,
for sure.
I can't. I figured you would be hell no.
No, I love eggnog.
Really?
I'm the only person in my house that likes it.
Oh, well, thanks. Now you've left Max out. There's no reason him answering the question.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if Max has ever tried eggnog.
I've not yet.
Well, you're going to try some eggnog. But he loves milk.
I do.
See, I'm not.
These people drink 3 gallons of milk a week. Between my wife and 2 kids. 3 gallons of milk.
I haven't drank
We
much
don't
lately.
Even. We buy half gallons, and I think she uses it to cook with, and then we throw probably 3/4 of it away.
Oh, every week I got to stop on my way home and get 2 gallons. It's craziness, man.
How much is a gallon of milk now?
Too much. It's like $4.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like half a gallon of gas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, wait till you start driving. You'll know how much gas
it is. Oh, yeah, because you get to pay for your gas.
Oh, boy.
And car insurance. It's going to be lots of fun, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, being an adult is fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Loads.
Yeah. We're scaring him.
Good.
A little bit.
Maybe that'll kick him into gear to make some money.
I can't get a job yet.
I know, you're going to hit the ground running on your 16th birthday. You're going to have a shift lined up that day. Oh, man. All right. I think that's the show.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody, even though it's 2 days after
yes,
the
fact. Merry Christmas post-production.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. See you next year.
Yep. Was a very good show. Smooth.
It was.
It there was no, yeah, it was.
Nothing disgusting. We just Everybody got, was prepared.
Yes. We just got off track the one time with the bald eagle, but you don't see that every day.
And my finger hit the wrong button.
Yeah, which that happens.
Which, that happens.
Yeah. All heads were equal size as well. So.
pretty
He's
much,
got a good point.
Yeah, everybody could fit in a hat this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. All right.
F cancer.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.